Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Rami Metloff.
That's me with you for the next 3 hours, live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, with Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass. Studs, how are you this evening, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great, and we will be catching up with Sean Hammond. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. He'll be here at 6:25. Nicholas Moriano of Marquee Sports and the Nicholas Moriano Show, aptly named show, they'll be here at 6:25 and 7:25, respectively. And when I'm not talking to those guys, I want to talk to you guys at 312-644-6767. A lot of Bears tonight, but we'll get into a little bit of Bulls, we'll get into a little bit of Cubs, and we'll talk to those guys, and we'll talk to you at 312-644-6767. And the first question I want to ask you guys, and you can chime in using that phone number, give me a call or shoot me a text, is the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams pairing where you thought it would be? 312-644-6767. And this is a hard question for Bears fans, because how are we supposed to know? You know what I mean? We've seen this done wrong so many times. Just how are we supposed to know what it's supposed to look like when it's done right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we saw the Fields-Fluce experiment. We saw the Nagy-Trubisky experiment, and obviously the overlapping of those experiments. We've seen them mishandle and botch quarterbacks. Well, the entirety of my life. You know what I mean? Just the entirety of my life, and probably the entirety or the majority of your life. So it's hard to know what this thing is supposed to look like through 8 weeks, because we've never seen what it's supposed to look like after 8 weeks. All that I know is that I watched Caleb Williams on Sunday go 25 of 38 for a 77.2 passer rating, had one bad interception where there seems to be differing opinions on what should have gone on there. Like, I've seen people who break down tape, like Robert Mays at The Athletic, say it was there, Rome was open, he's just got to throw it sooner. I saw Caleb say he should have just made a better throw, and then I saw Ben Johnson say, yeah, he probably should have just not thrown that and gone to the checkdown. So there's that. There's the two bad intentional grounding penalties in that game, and now Caleb Williams currently sits 24th in the league in completion percentage at 61.9%, 33rd in off-target rate at 16.6%. Fact checker, Adam Studzinski, there's only 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL in a given week, right? Am I right about that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, except for that one time that the Broncos didn't have a quarterback because of the COVID stuff. But otherwise, yes.
Okay. And he's 33rd in off-target rate at 16.6%, according to True Media. By comparison, Jared Goff completed 72.4% of his passes in Ben Johnson's offense last year. And we'll revisit the Goff-Caleb Williams comparison before this segment is up. And want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. And in his last four games, Williams has completed almost 61% of his passes, just over 230 yards. He's thrown two touchdowns and three interceptions for a 77.8 passer rating in his last four games. And to boot, he faced defenses that ranked 20th or worse in opponent passer rating and 21st or worse in points allowed. And I see all that. I see the game Sunday. I see the last four games. And I go, this doesn't look good to me. This doesn't feel good to me. But then I have to check myself and go, well, he is only a second-year quarterback, and they wasted his first year with Matt Eberflus and everything else that was going on around him. And maybe this is right where it should be. So I consult people who know better than I. I go to them to see if what I'm seeing in Sunday's game, in the last four games, if my eyes deceive me, and this is actually no big deal, and everything is right on track, and Caleb is fine. One of those people is his head coach, his first-year head coach in Ben Johnson, who said this yesterday about Caleb Williams' performance on Sunday against the Ravens.
He was very efficient with the football there early in the game. I thought he had a number of throws that were on time. We hit a couple in-breakers that was encouraging to see as well. You know, we were explosive in the passing game. I want to say overall we had 11 explosives. Nine of those were in the passing game. So I thought he did a good job delivering that football. There's a couple that is, as we talked about, that need to be automatic here at this point, halfway through the season, that we missed on. And so we're going to keep on working through that process. And I think we're going to be in good shape. I did think he took a step forward here this week.
So my eyes did deceive me when I wasn't thrilled with what I saw on Sunday, a 77.2 passer rating and at least three pretty crucial mistakes. You could also point to the lack of urgency and pace on the last drive that the Bears had there in the fourth quarter. But at least three critical mistakes and just not great numbers when you check the box score and the eye test. Nothing jumped off the screen that really impressed me. But Ben Johnson says he took a step forward. And then I hear Tim Jenkins, who runs the Jenkins Elite QB Academy, who he knows what he's talking about, right? This was him earlier today on The Score talking about Caleb Williams.
Is he where he should be in terms of his development?
Such a great question. And I think, so if we're going to be honest and we're going to say, hey, 24 games in, the answer is no. What I would tell you, though, is if you were to tell me he's, you know, eight games in, seven, whatever it is, I think eight with the bye or no bye, but you've got eight with Ben Johnson, I say yes, right? That's the thing that's really hard about this is we wasted his, and I hate saying it like this, but we wasted his rookie year,
you
right?
Did.
You had him basically with an offensive coordinator who doesn't script.
100.
You know, I don't know if you guys have heard, but I'm pretty fired up over here. Our third grade team, Mac Jenkins, made the Super Bowl. Listen, we script at the third grade level. So if he's not getting script in the NFL, that's terrible. So it's like, no, if you were to say, hey, I got a quarterback 24 games in, should he keep making some of these mistakes he's making? I'd tell you absolutely not.
Okay.
Simultaneously, if you were to say, hey, we're eight games in with Ben Johnson, I think we're maybe ahead of where Ben even thought we would be. And that's where it's kind of a nuanced answer. I hate saying that to you because it's not really a great definitive yes or no.
It's a hard question.
I'm excited at where I see him in this offense. However, I'm not thrilled that we're 24 games in and still having some of these errors. And I think a lot of that just has to do with it more or less felt like we saw, oh, wow, Caleb Williams is talented. And that's like really all we could say about his rookie year. There was nothing else that we really could definitively say because they weren't asking him to do anything that's required to be a championship quarterback.
Okay. So we're throwing out the first season, and I'm okay with that. Between Eberflus and Waldron and getting sacked 68 times because the offensive line was terrible. We're throwing out the first 17 games in measuring where Caleb Williams is versus where he should be. And we're just going on seven games being coached by and playing in the system of Ben Johnson. All right. Okay. That's our starting point. All right. Should his completion percentage, though, be better than what it was last year? Because it's not. He threw 61% last year. He's at 62% this year. He is on pace for maybe the first 1,000-yard season by a Bears quarterback. And I don't know if we throw a parade for that. I don't know what to do with that because, again, we've never seen it. Do we raise a flag at Soldier Field like we do when a team wins championships?
Hang a banner. We can hang a banner.
Yeah, exactly. First 4,000-yard passer. I don't know. But his pass percentage is pretty much where it was last year, and he's on pace to have the same number of touchdowns as he did last year, a season that we're supposed to just throw out. We're just supposed to throw out. And among players with 150 passing attempts, he's dead last in on-target percentage at just 56%. So got to assume if you're dead last, you're not better than you were last year. You can't be better and still be dead last, can you? And he's leading the league in average time to throw the ball, which was a problem last year. But you do have to factor in that Ben Johnson's offense just asks a quarterback to hang on to the ball a little bit more with all the play action that's involved and other things that go into a Ben Johnson offense. He's not scrambling as much as people might think, but he is taking still too long to get through his progressions. And we saw that on Sunday with the interception that he threw out of his own end zone. So if I'm just throwing out last year and saying we're just judging this on 8 weeks, seven games being coached by Ben Johnson and playing in his offense, I can still say it should look better than last year, shouldn't I? And it doesn't so much, but okay, all right, okay. And I'm asking you, does the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams tandem look where you is it where you thought it would be at this point in the season? Okay, so last year I have to throw out, and I'm supposed to just focus on this year and maybe not even compare it to last year. So what measuring stick do I have then? What do I go off of in trying to figure out if Caleb Williams is where he's supposed to be seven games into Ben Johnson's coaching tenure? Can I look at other quarterbacks that were drafted at the same time as him? Is that fair? Because we all saw what Jaden Daniels did last year. I just heard Spiegel and Holmes talking about Bo Nix not long before I came on. And he's been good, but a little bit erratic and inconsistent. He really comes up big in fourth quarters, which is when you want quarterbacks to come up big. But the first three quarters, he's been a little bit erratic and inconsistent, but they're winning games. And take a look at what Drake May is doing, man. And he's being asked to play with timing. He's in a pretty complex offense. He's being asked to play largely in the pocket in Josh McDaniels' system. And by the way, second-year quarterback, first-year head coach, first-year offensive coordinator in a new system. So is that a fair measuring stick? Because he's been able to make a huge leap in his development. And by the way, they didn't go out and get three new offensive linemen this year and didn't go out and add a tight end and a wide receiver with their first two picks after you already spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver last year and traded for a DJ Moore and gave Cole Kmet money like he was expected to be a top tight end in this league. So you could argue that Drake May, who again, second year in the league, first year under a new head coach and a new system and a new play caller, with less help or at least less investment in helping him in terms of offensive line and pass catchers, he's first in passer rating and fourth in QBR. So is that fair? Can I compare him to that and say it's not quite where? And I'm legitimately asking these questions because, again, as a lifelong Bears fan who's watched them break quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, if not just make the wrong decision, and who should be their quarterback, I don't know what this thing is supposed to look like. Not a lot of people will come on Sports Talk Radio and say into one of these here microphones, I don't know. But I'm telling you, I don't know. I can't sit here and act like I'm some expert on what quarterbacks are supposed to, how they're supposed to develop, what they're supposed to look like when it's done right, because I've never seen it. I've never watched it happen on a week-to-week basis. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I gauge this? What do I gauge this against? And based on everything that I've just given you, the numbers of this season, whether you just want to take them on their own merit, or you want to compare them to last season, or if you want to compare it to another second-year quarterback who's in his first year in a new system, so far, I can't find a measuring stick or a gauge that says yes, this is where it should be. Everything is going swimmingly in the Ben Johnson Caleb Williams pairing. But So I went digging and I was like, there's got to be something here to tell me that everything is fine, right? Nothing to worry about here. Nothing to panic about here. And here, this is the best I can come up with. This is the best I can come up with. And you know what? It's not bad. It's not a bad comp or a bad measuring stick. I went and looked at what Jared Goff did in games 1 through 7 in playing for Ben Johnson. And this gives me hope. This makes me think, yeah, maybe this is okay. Even if it's not knocking your socks off, it's on pace to be what it should be. First 7 games, Jared Goff versus Caleb Williams playing under Ben Johnson. Goff's completion percentage, just under 64%. Williams, just under 62%. Goff went for 1,900 yards. Caleb has gone for just over 1,600 yards. Not a huge gap there. And again, he is on pace to maybe be the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. Yards per attempt, 7.6 for Goff, 7.3 for Caleb. Touchdown interception, 12 touchdowns to 6 interceptions for Goff, 9 touchdowns to 4 interceptions for Caleb. 93.2 rating for Goff, 90.2 rating for Caleb. EPA per pass play. EPA is like war in baseball. That's the best comp I can give you. 0.02 for Goff. 0.06 for Caleb. Goff was sacked 13 times in his first second game. Caleb was sacked 12 times in his first 7 games. The time to throw is the big red flag here. Goff was getting rid of the ball in 2.64 seconds. Caleb is taking over 3.06 seconds to get rid of the ball, and half a second in NFL terms is an eternity. That's a lot of time for a defense to either get on you or get on your target and take away whatever window might have been open on any particular play. But all in all, the numbers are comparable when you look at Jared Goff versus Caleb Williams, and Jared Goff had more experience and success already in this league when he started playing for Ben Johnson. So the curve was probably not as steep for him, having already found his NFL legs, so to speak. But that's the only thing, that's the only measuring stick or gauge that I can find that says, yeah, maybe everything's all right. Maybe everything's okay. Because the last 4 games have not given me that feeling. Can I get in one quick call before I break and talk to Sean Hammond, Studs? Is that cool? Okay, we got a break. Sorry. If you're on hold, hang right there. If you sent the text, I'll try and read some of those after I talk some Bears with Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune. He's going to join me, Rami Makhlouf, next. It's the Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Yeah, we've talked about it with the players. We'll certainly make sure that they understand, especially now that we lost a game and penalties were a big culprit as to why we didn't have the success we wanted to. I think now we can, it really opens Pandora's box up here where, hey, all hands on deck here. We got to get this thing fixed. And we've been harping on it as a coaching staff, and when it results in a loss, I think it just magnifies the issue that was at hand.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Hi, I'm Robbie Maklouf, your host for Score Evenings. This evening, coming up, still to come in the show, we're going to talk about those penalties in the 7 o'clock hour. Nicholas Moriano of Marquee Sports is going to join me to talk some Bears at 7:25. But joining me now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline, download the Circus Sports app today. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Pleasure to welcome in Sean Hammond. Sean, how are you this evening, my man?
What's up, Rami? Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
My absolute pleasure, man. You do a great job covering the Bears for the Tribune. I was asking the question before the break, and Sean, maybe you can answer this, because I said, I honestly don't know the answer to my own question, because as a lifelong Bears fan, I've never seen a quarterback developed in the right way. Like, it's just, I've never seen it, Sean. So I don't know what it's supposed to look like. Is the Johnson Williams pairing where you thought it would be through 8 weeks and 7 games?
Yeah. You know what? We haven't seen a whole lot of quarterbacks last very long. I don't know if there's even been time for a lot of development on some of these guys, but over the years, you know, looking at Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I mean, look, we're 7 games in. I don't know that there was, you know, if you were expecting huge fireworks, obviously that would be great. Bears fans would be loving it. But at the same time, like, these things take time. You know, these relationships are measured in months and years, not in weeks. And we're at the beginning of this thing for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. I think there's been, you know, some positive signs you can look at. You can look at the fact that he's not taking as many sacks as he was. You can, you know, there was obviously a really good game against a really bad Dallas defense where he threw 4 touchdowns. Sure, you can look at that and say there were some positive things done. I think the number one thing is that they got a winning record right now. I mean, I think you'll take that over just about anything, right?
Absolutely. I just – I guess what I'm asking is Caleb Williams' development happening at the pace we all thought it would? What are some things that you see that makes you go, yeah, you know what? This is moving in the right direction. And what's maybe one or two things where you go, that's kind of a red flag, and maybe it's not moving in the right direction or at the right pace?
Yeah, well, the number one red flag, I think, is some of the inaccuracy, and some of the inaccuracy at times on throws that, you know, you think he should probably make. And it pops up here and there, you know. Week one especially was, and again, that was week one in a new offense. Sure. That was 2 months ago at this point. But it's still, you know, even in this past game against the Ravens, there were some throws where you think, you know, maybe he should have made that one. You look at that throw at the end of the game where DJ Moore is open in the end zone. You can pick out any examples you want. Certainly the inaccuracy is a concern. And, you know, you look at the completion percentage. It's funny, I was listening to you talk about Jared Goff, and I just was thinking about Ben Johnson's preseason or offseason proclamation that his goal for Caleb is 70% completions. And, I just looked it up. You know when Jared Goff hit his 70% for the first time in his career?
Second,
it was last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Actually, I was going to say his second year playing for Ben Johnson. That would be, was that last? Okay. Yeah, that was last year. Yeah.
So, you know, I bring that up just to say these things take time. You know, we've seen so many quarterbacks, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. You have a million examples of guys who have finally started to figure it out years later. Obviously, now you're a Bears fan. You want to figure it out a lot sooner than that, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, positive things, like I mentioned, like the sacks are not as much of an issue. You can say that that's the O-line. You can say that that's Caleb. It's probably some combination of both plus the scheme. I think the other thing, and this is maybe a little bit more subtle, listening to Ben Johnson yesterday, that clip played just before I came on about him talking about the penalties. And another thing, not in that clip, but another thing he mentioned was there haven't been a lot of delay of game penalties. There haven't been circumstances where they're running out of time out there. And you look at this last game too, there were only two pre-snap penalties. Now I know there were a lot of penalties for the game and they were coming on offense, defense, special teams, but you look at sort of the development there in terms of pre-snap. And I do think it's getting better. I think it's better than it was in September. Is it perfect? No, but that's always going to be a big part of this equation for a young quarterback, especially with a new offense, is spitting out those plays, reading what you're seeing before the snap, and being able to keep your guys on time. And I do think we've seen a little bit of improvement over the course of this first half of the season in that area.
Talking with Sean Hammond, covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Is it fair, Sean? Because I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to find a measuring stick or a timeline that I can put this thing on. Do you think it's fair or unfair to compare Caleb Williams or to expect him to keep up with guys from his draft class, whether it's last year with Jaden Daniels or this year with Drake May, who's taking a huge leap in his development? Or is it just everybody's on their own timeline and you can't, you just got to keep blinders on. You can't look at what those guys are doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're Caleb Williams, I'm in that second mindset that you said there, you know, you can't really worry about what other people are doing, but look, these guys are always going to be linked. That's what happens when you're drafted the same year. That's what happens when you have three quarterbacks go 1, 2, and 3 in the draft. You're always going to be compared to Jaden Daniels and Drake May and all those other guys who were in your draft class. And I think it's completely fair to be impressed by what Jaden did last year, to be impressed by what Drake May is doing right now with the Patriots. Now, again, like, you can kind of say the same thing with Drake, where, okay, it's been a good first half of the year. That's still a small sample size. You know, let's see how this thing goes when the weather in New England turns bad in December and all that stuff. I think that they're always going to be linked together. And that's just that's the nature of the beast. And that's a part of the reason why we all love football.
Sean, you referenced the soundbite we played coming out of the break of Ben Johnson talking about all the penalties, and it's something I'm going to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. the numbers aren't good when you look at look at the penalties for this football team. And Ben Johnson, and I'm not out on Ben Johnson. He was the guy I wanted him to hire, so don't take this the wrong way. But when he came in, it was all about he's going to pay more attention to detail. He's setting a new tone, a new culture. There's going to be a more disciplined football team. Does this fall on him? Because he keeps pointing to the leaders of the football team. And I don't think he's saying it's got nothing to do with me, but he keeps pointing to the leaders of this football team and saying they need to sort of get the message across that this stuff is unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with him to a certain extent. At a certain point, it is on the players themselves, you know, to not keep having these mistakes. And you can preach it all you want, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to get through. Same thing, you know, defensive players talk all the time about how much they're talking about takeaways. Well, that doesn't, you know, then you have a game like last week where the defense doesn't have any takeaways, and all that talking, you know, is important, but it still doesn't necessarily mean you're going to find the success you're looking for. I think especially when you're looking at some of the stuff with the offense, it's on everybody. I mean, it really is. Your coach can put you in the best position to you know, call the best play in the playbook or whatever, and all 11 guys on that offense still need to be in sync, be starting at the same time. You know, everything leading up to the snap has to go smoothly, and it's not always going to be that way. And unfortunately, right now for the Bears, like, yeah, it's bad. Like, they're one of the worst in terms of penalties per game. They're right there with Jacksonville at the top of the list, and it's not good. It's something that they got to get figured out. And I do think, I mean, look, you got five new offensive linemen who have never played together before. That also takes time for those guys to be on the same page. You figure you're not going to have that much turnover every single year. I think the more time these guys have together, the more comfortable they're going to get playing beside each other.
Talking with Sean Hammond, he covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune here on the Score Evening Show with me, Rami Makhlouf. You brought up the defense and those turnovers. There are two lines of thought when it comes to turnovers, and the truth probably lies somewhere in between, Sean. A lot of people think it's kind of luck. You know, it's an oblong ball, and you never know which way it's going to bounce when it hits the ground or goes off somebody's hand or helmet. And then you got people who say, and the Bears were saying this when they generated 16 turnovers in the first six games of the season, that no, this is something we focus on, and these takeaways are something that we create and we cause. Which way do you lean as far as how this Bears team was able to generate so many turnovers to start the season? Do you think it's something they can get back to, or do you think it was a little bit of luck working their way in those six games?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's got to be a combination of both. I mean, not to take anything away from the number of turnovers that they had, but you're also looking at games against Geno Smith and the New Orleans Saints, Spencer Rattler. Like, those, a couple of those interceptions were more or less served to you on a platter. And again, you still got to make the play, and you still got to give them their props, because that was a pretty insane streak there. A collection of four games there with 15 takeaways. But there's not a team in the league that's not preaching turnovers. And so there is some luck involved in that, you know, and it really, heck, you could even throw in that fumble in the Washington game where it's rainy and they just botch the handoff between Jaden Daniels and his running back. There's always going to be some luck involved. I think that the Bears are doing the right things in terms of what they're preaching and what they're focusing on in that area. And you know, you're looking at the interception numbers are great. Like, they're taking advantage of the opportunities when the ball comes their way. There's been years past the last handful of years where a Bears defensive back might get his hand on the football, but they weren't turning into interceptions. And so you got to give them their props there, because they're making it happen.
Do you think they're vulnerable when they don't cause the turnovers? Like, was Sunday indicative of what this defense is when they can't cause turnovers and teams can just march down the field on them and put up points? I mean, that was Tyler Huntley on Sunday. That wasn't Lamar Jackson. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. I mean, in a game like that, you're looking for somebody to step up. You're looking for Montez Sweat to get his hand on the football. You're looking for Kevin Byard to make a play back there. You know, somebody's got to, and I know that, you know, Tyler Huntley's not necessarily slinging the ball into so many dangerous situations. I thought the Ravens had a really good game plan for, for the quarterback they had at their disposal. And they, you know, some of those RPOs really put the edge defenders in a tough spot, having to make a decision there. So some teams are just gonna play it safe in certain ways. And yeah, in those types of games, you need somebody to step up and make a play. And, you know, I look at this Bengals game coming up, you look at Joe Flacco, I know he's got an injury. We'll have to see how that develops throughout the week. But if he does play, I mean, he's a quarterback who's not afraid to sling the ball around. I would think that there's an opportunity there to get your hands on the football.
Talking with Sean Hammond, one more question for you, Sean, when it comes to this Bears team, and it concerns the GM and Ryan Poles. And I'll tell you this, disclaimer before I ask the question, not a huge fan of the guy and the job. Well, not the guy, not a huge fan of the job he's done 3+ years into his tenure as Bears general manager. And this year I'm looking at the tight end position where you already had Cole Kmet. You decided to draft Colston Loveland, and he hasn't been as good as Tyler Warren. We're looking at a left tackle position that's got a guy off your practice squad on it. Looking at Deo Adengbo not making any impact in terms of a consistent pass rush for this Bears football team. Too early to start critiquing and wondering if Ryan Poles messed up another offseason for this Bears team?
I mean, it's never too early. Certainly with the draft picks, I would say you got to give that time. But, I mean, you look at the Deo signing, I would imagine he wanted to get more out of that. And we'll see what Deo can do the second half of the season. And maybe he does put together a good string here. And we're not thinking so critical of that signing. But with the draft picks, I mean, you do have to give it time. The left tackle thing, like, I do wonder if, you know, three tackles went off the draft board in those first 9 picks before they were up. I do wonder if Kelvin Banks Jr. slips one more spot. You know, are the Bears going with a tackle instead of Colston Loveland? We'll never really know the answer to that. But you're not going to be able to address every position every offseason. But, you know, that being said, I think it's fair to criticize. Left tackle is a really, really important one on that offensive line. But it's not like they didn't do anything to address the offensive line as a whole. The tight end thing has been weird. I mean, neither Colston nor Cole Kmet really have been super, super involved in this offense. And we didn't really see Caleb Williams throw the ball to the tight end a whole lot last year either. And so at a certain point, you begin to wonder what really the issue is there. I do think that Ben Johnson is going to find creative ways to get his tight ends the ball because he knows how important that position is. That was such a big part of what he built in Detroit. And really, it stresses the defense in unique ways. You look at how bad the Bears are in the red zone right now. Well, you know, how many teams across the league are looking at their tight ends in those spots? You know, if you could somehow get your tight ends involved down there. I mean, I was thinking about this today. I remember very few targets to Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet in the red zone so far this season. I got to imagine that's something they're going to want to flip.
That's Sean Hammond covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Follow him on Twitter at Sean_Hammond, and he's been my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com is where to go. Sean, really appreciate the time and the insight, man. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rami.
There's Sean Hammond. Join the Score this Sunday at Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will host our pregame show there from 9 until noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Cincinnati. That's this Sunday at Revolution Brewing. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. How are the Dodgers and Blue Jays about to play a World Series? Because I'm tired from that game last night. We'll talk about that right after this. It's the Score Evening Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted.
Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes midfield. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word and a Game 3 classic.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Robbie Matloff, your host for Score Evenings tonight. Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass. That was the scene for Game 3 of the World Series last night after 18 innings, and honestly, I don't know how many hours the Dodgers finally came out on top.
Six hours and 30 minutes, I believe.
Oh,
six hours, maybe 39
God, man.
Minutes. Six and a half hours.
I don't know what your experience was watching that one, Studs. I recently started a new job in addition to doing this for the Score. I also host the 9 to noon program for our sister station, The Fan, up in Milwaukee. Don't worry, one of you. I'm not an enemy, crossing enemy lines or anything. Lifelong Chicagoan, Bears fan, Cubs fan, Bulls. So don't worry. They didn't let a Wisconsinite on these airwaves. That's just what I do for a day job. But so I got to get up kind of early for that. I know 9 doesn't sound early to people, but, and it's not. 9 o'clock is not early to me, but the time I got to get up to do that show is early. Like, I wake up between 6 and 6:30, and that's early for me. If that's not early for you, congratulations. You're like a better, more productive human being than I. So I try to get to bed like around 11:30. Like I need a good like 6.5-7 hours. And 11:30 came around, and this game I think was somewhere in like the 10th inning, maybe the 11th inning, and I was like, I'm going to stick this one out. I'm going to see if I can stick this one. It's got to end soon, right? And then like 11:30 rolled around, and I was like, this game has got to be over soon. I don't want to miss something historic, you know what I mean? And then 12 came around, and I was like, you know what? I already stuck around this long. It's got to be over soon. I'm just going to stay right here and watch this baseball game. I don't want to miss anything big. 12:30 rolled around, dude, and they were about to start, I think, the 15th inning, and I was like, I can't. I got to go to bed. I'll see what happened in the morning. And I did. I saw what, and honestly, didn't really miss anything. Like, look, pitching is great. I love a good pitcher's duel, but I didn't miss any of the, there were a lot of crazy plays in that game yesterday. There was an umpire who doesn't know how to call strikes and got two guys picked off the bases in what should have been a rally for the Blue Jays. There was, I don't know how many plays at the plate. There was
I don't even know how many guys left on base. There was a lot going on in like the first 12 innings of that baseball game, but I don't feel like I really missed anything. I woke up this morning and saw that Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off homer and Shohei Ohtani was walked intentionally, I think, three more times after I went to bed. But I said this before the break. I don't know, especially Shohei, who got on base nine times yesterday, including four extra base hits. He's going to take the mound today? Like, give these guys a day off. I know that wasn't the schedule, but give these guys, they were up until I don't know what time playing that baseball game yesterday. Just push the whole schedule back a day and give everybody, including those of us who stayed up or tried to stay up late enough to watch that baseball game, just give us a day off, man. We watched a whole extra baseball game yesterday, and they played a whole nother baseball game yesterday. Like, that's wild. And I don't know how Shohei, well, he's not human. That's how he does it. I don't know how he goes out there and takes the mound tonight. And he's going to be in the lineup. He's the DH for the Dodgers tonight. Studs, did you stay up for that one last night? Were you up for the entirety of that baseball game last night?
Yeah, so funny story. I didn't actually start really watching the game until I believe the game was in the 11th inning. I had a flag football game at 9:30 last night. And so
You're one of those guys, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I don't love that the games are that late, but it is what it is. And so I like playing. So anyway, I was watching a little bit before I went to play, but I was mainly watching the Monday night football game. So I get back from flag football, I take a shower, I eat a late dinner, and I open like Twitter, and I'm like, this game's still going? I guess I'll pop it on, you know. And my wife was already asleep. So I was like, I'll just lay down on the couch. How long could this possibly go on? And I end up watching essentially an entire baseball game.
Yeah.
But so I did stay up. But
you stayed up for the whole thing?
I never even really had a consideration of going to bed. Once it got to be, you know, 1:30, I do have the ability. I am able to sleep in. I don't really have to get up until most days 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I, you know, it was whatever. And so I was like, well, I'm not checking out of this now. I have to see how this ends.
Right. Yeah.
I'm invested. Yeah. I'm invested now. I have to see how this goes. Now, while I will say though, the funny part is I drifted off for probably 5 minutes in the 18th inning and missed the home run line.
Oh, no! No! Yeah. No!
So I opened my eyes and I'm like, oh, it's over? Oh, well, that kind of sucks. And
then, oh, I was just going to say, how many people tried to stay up for the entirety of that game and then fell asleep right before Freddie Freeman hit that home run?
Yeah, my mistake was actually laying on the couch. I should have just sat up.
Yeah, you should have sat up. I should have sat up.
I should have known that at some point my body was just going to pass out. So, yeah, so that was unfortunate, but I like to think that I was pretty committed.
Are you one of those people who, like, a cup of coffee will keep you up for 8 hours? Because I'm not. If I was trying to stay up for that game, I would have fixed myself a little cup of coffee around 1 o'clock.
I wouldn't have done that because I wasn't so invested that I was going to be – because I really didn't care all that much that I missed the walk-off. I wasn't so invested. I was like, if I fall asleep, I fall asleep. But, it wasn't that big of a deal. And, I wish it would have stayed up, I guess, but there was no consideration. I can drink coffee and be fine for the most part. So, yeah.
Yeah, coffee will give me a little boost, but, like, I don't know. My wife, like, will have a cup of coffee at, like, 11 a.m., and then bedtime will come, and she's like, I can't sleep. I had that cup of coffee too late.
So,
like,
that doesn't make any sense
to me. Yeah, I'm like, you're an adult. What are you even talking about?
I think that people that say that, it's in their head. Because literally, your body processes caffeine faster than that. So it's all in your head.
Thank you. I'm gonna give you her number. You text her and tell her it's all in your head. We got to hit a quick break. I'll tell you what's not in my head. In addition to Caleb Williams, another thing Ben Johnson was supposed to fix was all these penalties and undisciplined football. And that has not happened. And we got to talk about that right after this. It's the Score Evening Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and I'm back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.